Good morning. Welcome to the International Connection on CKLN. We are in part 39 of a radio series on mind control, and today we're airing the fifth and final part of an interview I did with Fritz Springmeier, co-author of The Illuminati Formula Used to Create an Undetectable Total Mind Control Slave, and other books about trauma-based conditioning. Fritz has made many claims in this interview, including the Illuminati, a group of powerful families in international super-finance capitalism, including the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, have developed the use of trauma-based mind control throughout their history and have used it as a secret political weapon to gain and maintain power. He claims that this group is planning to implement a fascist police state, also known as the New World Order. And now, Fritz Springmeier. Now, you mentioned at the top of the interview that George Bush was related to some royal family. Is that the House of Windsor?
Yeah.
And what is the relationship there? He's
a distant relative of Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth. It's a distant relationship. I couldn't offhand trace the exact lineage for you.
And in your opinion, what has George Bush's role been in attempting to implement a global government?
Yeah, he's been a criminal, and he's provided leadership for criminal activities. He's been involved with creating wars, been involved with drug running. He's been involved with pornography and mind control.
Are you aware of any information that George Bush is also a pedophile?
Oh, yeah. Kathy O'Brien, for instance, who I have visited with, her daughter spent time with George Bush, and other people that are familiar with the mind control and what's going on have also said that the man was a pedophile.
Do you think that people and groups trying to bring about global control are planning a takeover attempt at a particular point in time, or do you think they will continue to implement this New World Order more gradually, as they have been doing in, for example, creating expanded economic blocks and so forth?
It's a combination of gradual, gradual boiling and spiced with some cataclysmic events. From the vantage point of being a planner and having the actual plans in detail, you would see that things are on a continuous, they're being implemented on a continuous basis. For instance, I've mentioned previously, I think, in this interview, previously, that the Panama Canal and the Suez Canal were planned by the Illuminati back around 1800, if not before, and that those were things that they wanted to implement on the way to a New World Order. When we see cataclysmic events occur, like let's say there's a nuclear exchange, or let's say aliens all of a sudden arrive, they seem cataclysmic and instantaneous to those of us who are the common people, but the planning for these events have gone on for a long time. So yes, it will be gradual. If you're looking at the implementation of these plans, but the appearance of some of these things will be rather cataclysmic. in order to bring in the New World Order as they would like to implement it, they want us to ask them to bring in what they want. So, for instance, in World War II, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the Americans wanted to give away their freedoms to make their government more powerful. They will be implementing things that will cause us to ask them to do what they want to do.
And what kind of scenarios are possible?
Like, for instance, in Australia, where this madman went in and he gunned down a lot of innocent people, including children of families, and the families. And, boy, right after that, they ramrodded through gun legislation, and approximately 500,000 weapons were turned in without a fight by the Australians because of this horrendous massacre that took place. The same things are going to happen in this country. And on the surface, it's going to appear like, you know, this was just a madman. He flipped out and he gunned down a lot of people. But from their vantage point, there's been a lot of years of planning and programming go into this.
And one could argue that it's already started to happen in terms of things like the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yes.
And bringing in the counterterrorism bill immediately after.
Yes, exactly. Right, so I would say yes to both aspects. It will be both gradual and it will have cataclysmic events.
So what, in your opinion, could mind control be possibly used in one of these scenarios to create a cataclysmic event?
Oh, yes, definitely, and they have been using mind control. In fact, I use the term New World Order, but I also very often use the term World Order, because the same people that are bringing in the New World Order have actually been controlling the world all along. Mm. It's really not new at all. It's just going into a more intense phase where the control is going to be more intense and the mind control is going to be more pervasive and more powerful. But these people have been controlling things from behind the scenes for a long time. We go back and look at the power that the British Empire had and the power that the French Empire had, and then you ask yourself, well, who was running the British Empire and who was running the French Empire? And you see these same people, these same families. You know, just like I had mentioned earlier about how many American presidents were related and how we've really been controlled by these oligarchical families here in the United States.
So how do you think would mind control be possibly used in a takeover scenario?
One way that it could be used is if people look at the Charles Bronson movie Telephone, you'll see the end result of this mind control, where a housewife is called, given a little fairy tale ditty, and she goes out and blows up a military installation. There's a lot of people with programming to do acts of sabotage and assassination. There's a lot of things that have to be accomplished, and going back to the idea that I previously talked about, the weakest link in a chain is what's going to bust. And so in order to implement all of these things from behind the scenes, you have to have mind-controlled people salted in at all different levels that you're operating to make sure that nobody reveals the secrets, that people do the job as they're supposed to, that people forget the things that they're supposed to forget. For instance, the banking. in the last few years, there have been a lot of banks that have gone bankrupt, and that has been very quietly covered over by bank mergers. The bank bellies up, what they will do is they will bring in a bigger bank and swallow it up and call it a merger instead of a bankruptcy. Well, how do they keep these kind of things secret? Well, I know some program multiples personally that work in the banking system, and I do not know the full extent of what these people are used for. I can only speculate, but they're definitely using mind-controlled slaves within the banking system to hide the manipulations that they're doing.
Now, quite a number of victims of mind control have spoken about end times programming. What can you tell us about that?
Okay. The end times programming is, when we refer to that, is we're talking about programming that's geared to bringing in the New World Order and the reign of the Antichrist. And one of the interesting things about end times programming that I've noticed is that it has a lot of color programming to it. For instance, the list of the people that are to be dealt with, the blue list, or let me back up and interrupt myself. You've got a red list. The people on the red list are people that are anti-New World Order opposition leaders that are to be executed about 2 weeks before martial law. The blue list would be people that are against what they're doing, but they want to attempt to try to program them to arrest them and see if they can correct their thinking. Probably a lot of these people will be killed in the process of trying to reprogram their minds. And then the final list, which is their yellow list, are people that are to be rounded up for re-education camps after martial law. Well, okay, so that's one example. Then you have, like in the programming, a lot of your codes would be like yellow flags at half-mast, yellow dog on run, blue fish at home. And I know this from work with mind control victims. Then one of the reasons why we see them using a lot of these color codes is because they're going to be using a lot of mind-controlled slaves, and they're going to be using a lot of foreigners, like foreign troops, like Russians, to implement these things. And for mind-controlled slaves and for foreigners, it's easier to if you use color coding. So when certain things are going to be implemented, they have activation codes, which oftentimes have color coding to the activation codes, like blue ray or red ray or green ray or purple ray. And those will go to team leaders. If the listeners are familiar with Amway, they're familiar with uplines and downlines, where like a person, a team leader can have maybe four people underneath him that he calls those four people, and then each of them call four people. You've got the picture there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those will be color-coded. So the team leader may have a blue ray and a red ray and a yellow ray and a green and a purple one, too, that he calls each one of those different people. That's how they're coded. And then the sites. Some of these sites are color-coded. And then internally within the mind of the slave and their programming. Some of them have, for instance, one of the types of end times programming that we've discovered are internal crystals. These crystals are timed, or they could also be rods. They're timed to explode or release certain things, certain programming at a certain point in time. And they will, oftentimes these crystals will have color codes to them. So anyway, if the therapist begins getting into end time programming, that's one of the things that they're going to notice. They're also going to notice mountaintops are used quite a lot for meeting places or significant places. You'll notice that there's a lot of international cooperation involved in the plans that they have and in the programming. One of the things about the end times programming that's important to mention is that common news events are oftentimes triggers. For instance, like Diana dying, Princess Di's death was certain mind-controlled slaves had been programmed to trigger off of that news event. Another thing that's involved with end times programming, because it does involve the ushering in of the reign of the Antichrist, you will see demonology involved in it. There's the demon person, that's P-U-R-S-O-N, not P-E-R, but P-U-R. The demon person in the programming, involved with the programming, and his job is the revelator of the Antichrist, and he will know a victim's system. You will see Apollo. Son of Apollo is the Antichrist, and so Apollo would be the father of the Antichrist. You'll see Asclepius. Asclepius is the demon of healing, and you look in your charismatic movement and you see a lot of healing going on. Some of these ministers that are involved in the charismatic movement are actually Satanists, and I know from eyewitnesses that they, in secret, they carry out satanic rituals where they attempt through these rituals to gain the power of Asclepius, which is healing, which is a demonic healing power. And then when they go into these churches, they use mind control and this demonic healing power to heal Christians and then tell people, well, God healed you. Of course, they don't state to them which God. Another couple things that are characteristic of end times programming is involvement of the aliens. A lot of alien programming, a lot of plans with aliens, and then there's a whole series of categories of programming that are related to catastrophes. This is now I'm speaking to therapists or when you get in to start working with the part of the system that's involved with end times catastrophes, you'll get into working with sergeant altars. And another area that's involved with end times programming involves a lot of computer control of people. And I'm still only in the beginning of understanding all of this, but there's an actual computer at 666 Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C., which is called the Janus II computer. When you get into having victims of mind control tap into their, when they start spewing out their programming, which comes out just like a computer spewing it out, they start talking about the Janus coding, which has something to do with tracking and reprogramming, and also ties in with computers. And then you've got your ambassador coding and your emperor coding, which tie in with, and you'll have Morse code programming. Ambassador coding involves, in part, suicides. Has different kinds of subcodes to it, where, like setting fires, committing suicide, doing an act of violence against somebody would be subcode programs under the ambassador program, and that's end time programming.
So you've talked a lot about the characteristics of the end times programming, but what, in a general sense, would they be programmed to do?
Well, there's so many things. I mean, we're talking again. One of the things that I've tried to communicate to people is that we're not talking about just running drugs or prostitution here, but we're talking about control of society as a whole. And one of the scarier options that they have is to bring in to have an alien, a mock alien invasion. And
how would they accomplish that?
They would actually have flying saucers with aliens come. Then, of course, because they control so many different aspects of society, even though a number of people like myself would say, well, beware of this, beware of this hidden agenda, beware of that, we would be drowned out by this orchestra of people in different sectors of society, congressmen, newsmen, and all these other religious leaders, saying whatever the plan is for them to say. Of course, they're going to have controlled opposition. They're going to have a few people that say, well, I distrust these aliens or this agenda or what the government's doing, but there'll be controlled opposition, and that controlled opposition will gather all the opposition to what they want to do and then raise the hopes of people that are against this hidden agenda but will not actually carry through in stopping it.
And do you believe that the governments of the world have UFO technology that they've been developing?
Oh, there's no question in my mind about it.
So this alien invasion would be a staged invasion using their own military technology?
Yes. Another agenda that they have is to destroy faith in national governments. So then that's been divided up into thousands of different projects. For instance, Jehovah's Witnesses, which go door to door. If you'll look at Jehovah's Witness literature, it's works very hard at destroying faith in nationalism. Okay, but who would suspect the Jehovah's Witnesses? Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses, their Watchtower Society, which publishes for them, is actually an Illuminati front. And in fact, one of their members accidentally stumbled onto a big clue to this. He noticed that there were hundreds, actually even thousands, of hidden occult symbols that had been hidden into the Watchtower artwork. For instance, there would be a picture of a waterfall in a Watchtower magazine, but when you looked at it really closely, you'd realize it was a skull. The water formed a skull. It's like Carrier and Ives used to have these hidden pictures when you look at a tree and you'd see other pictures. So they hid all of these occult things in there, and then they'd have all of these little nifty occult messages like a goat leading a herd of sheep and things like that. or a thief running off with occult jewelry with an all-seeing eye and things like this. So they have a lot of hidden messages, too. Who would suspect the Jehovah's Witnesses of being anything? But they use Jehovah's Witnesses to access some of their slaves. Who can go door to door without any suspicion? They just like Cisco. And like I mentioned earlier, I brought her out of the Illuminati. That doesn't mean I'm the only person that ever helped her, but these Jehovah's Witnesses would come to our door and I'd say, no, don't answer the door. And, you know, her natural inclination would have been, well, these are just Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, and I would have to say, no, don't answer the door. And interestingly, the same couple that came to our door that tried to talk to her showed up the next day clear across town at another victim's doorstep. Very strange, because if you understand, because I know the Jehovah's Witnesses from the inside and how they map out their territories and how they go door to door, and what happened was not normal.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you had a team of people that was trying to access slaves that were getting free, and their cover was to be Jehovah's Witnesses. So, it sounds like I'm getting a little bit off the track, but what I'm trying to say is like, in their objective to destroy faith in the national government, how do you destroy a national government? Well, you create civil war, and you create distrust of that government. And you bankrupt that government. So there's all these different projects to bring down the American government and bring down respect for our government. So they play both ends against the middle. And so in implementation of these end time agendas, there's a lot of agendas and a lot of people scurrying around doing a lot of things that, until you see the whole picture of how it all fits together, it just looks like a lot of chaos.
Right. I just wanted to come back to your point as well about them creating a chaotic situation, such as some of the scenarios we've been talking about, in order for the public to then ask for what I guess the military to step in, or perhaps the United Nations to step in, and basically the public asking for a state of martial law. Is that your your opinion on how they're going
to
do this?
Yeah, we will ask them for what they want to do. That's the plan. And everything, people that have sat in on the 20 and 30 and 40 year, people have sat in on Illuminati meetings where they gave their 20 year plans, their 30 year plans, and their 40 year plans. The key word to all of those plans was that it would happen naturally, that it would happen as if it was naturally happening, I should say.
Hmm.
They want things to look like they're happening naturally. That's just not my opinion. That's what was specifically stated in these meetings. And in order to implement that, you have a lot of mind-controlled slaves out there. For instance, another example is they want to destroy the continuity of religious belief in the United States. The United States was basically founded by a Protestant majority. There were very few Catholics when the United States was started. In other words, the people of this country had a common agreement, one outlook on morality.